Elizabeth Stone here, direct from the Julieland dungeon, and I'm joined by the lovely Phoenix Marie.
Don't be scared.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're here today.
Thank you.
As many of you may know, Phoenix has been considered and has been called the Queen of Anal.
Once or twice. Random what? DVDs. Indestructible. I don't know. These are all the stories.
Well, I wanted to know first, how do you feel about being called the Queen of Anal? That's a very hefty title.
As far as, like, enjoyment of anal, I'll take that title. As far as, like, being the most extremist, I mean, I can't sit on a traffic cone. I'm so disappointed in myself. I would be the queen trainer. I've trained a vast majority of girls in this industry that started when I started, and I trained them all to be the anal queenettes, I guess, whatever you want to call it.
Anal princesses.
Yes. Yeah. Underneath me, sit on the floor.
There's anal royalty. You're the queen. There are princesses.
and then we have bitches.
Then we have bitches. Then we have jesters, which I guess is Richard Avery.
No, not even.
It would be a random cock, though, that we probably put in our butts.
Exactly.
He likes it.
Oh, he loves it. But I think being considered the Queen of Anal, that means that you do have a lot of knowledge. You have a lot of experience. And
a lot of responsibility.
A lot of responsibility.
This is very true. I've never given a shitty deal. And I think if that ever happened, it would be like, all of our credit's gone.
Shitty deal meaning literally a shitty deal. Well, I know that when you came to the Julieland universe, you had told me you were really shocked that you weren't asked to turn around because you do a lot of ass shots.
Correct.
So did you like having that kind of variation of not having to always be having your body face the wall and kind of having your ass out?
I tell everyone, I'm like, I'm an object. I'm being objectified and strictly for my ass and my asshole.
Yeah.
It was nice. And actually, if you see the J-Girl photos, like, they're nothing compares to those. Like, you will not see those images. You will not see those face gestures, anything like that anywhere else. Because yeah, it isn't porn. Like, it's artistic. It's raw. It's just you being you.
Yeah,
so it's totally different for me, like, to be not pushed up against the wall and push your ass out and hold your knees and you're just like, I can't do the squat position for 5 more seconds or I'm gonna die.
Yeah, and then we only see like a part of the side of your face.
Very true.
And Richard, who we have here, how was it shooting Phoenix?
It's okay.
Did it get top 25? How many girls have you
shot?
Well,
I put it this way. Like, I've shot a lot of girls in my time, and you are one of them.
Meaning?
Meaning I get to be one of them.
All right.
He doesn't remember me.
It's all a blur.
So I probably shot the same thing at least 5 other times. You're not special.
Oh, my God.
No, it was awesome. And what can I say? I mean, it was easy.
Well, I know that I personally am such a fan. I've watched a lot of your movies with my boyfriend. Uh-oh. And
and I'm red.
I almost brought that up too.
Blushing.
She's blushing.
Cute. But you know, I am not a porn star, and if I have anal sex, it's not to the extreme. I don't do the, like,
do you gape?
No. Oh, are you kidding? No.
The look on her face is like she's just bit into something really sour.
Very sour.
I don't even know how to, like, try to even do it. No. I tried to enema. I followed your anal 101 post that went on to our porn star life coach blog. But you know what? I really am more of, like, an amateur, I suppose, when it comes to anal sex. Like, even below an amateur.
Beginner.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that's really hot about that, though?
Yes, please.
I'm going to totally, like...
And then tell her boyfriend, too.
Right, exactly. Dear boyfriend who's listening, I'm sure. Do you realize that most guys watch porn for 1 or 2 reasons? 3. They objectify certain images, certain, like, you know, ass, dick, blah, 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 blah. But also to see that realism of, that actually hurts you. And it's really fucked up to say, but it's like, they want to see that you're not Phoenix Marie in front of a camera. They want to see.
That's true. But I also feel like there is that the fantasy that you are creating on screen, I feel like they also like knowing that you can take it and that you get pleasure from it. I don't know if it's like either they would prefer that or they would prefer like what happens in real life. I don't, maybe it's not even a matter of preference as it is.
What do you find more sexually appealing?
I don't know. I think both.
So you like, I want at some point to be able to take my guy like railed and with a toy in my vagina and he's just pounding my butt and it's going, I'm being
DP'd.
Yeah.
I well, actually what I really want to do is I want to do that to him.
Really?
She's been talking about pegging her boyfriend since the beginning.
Yeah. But he's, and so if I'm at step like one with anal sex or step two or three, he's at like negative 10.
He's a finger.
Oh, he won't even let me do that to him. Unless, see, Richard knows that when my boyfriend takes Ambien at night, he ends up changing into this new person. He gets like another alter ego. He's totally down for me to like fuck him in the ass. It's the funniest thing.
So what have you done?
So you're going to have Ambien sex.
Well,
then.
we end up just passing out because I like he's like, okay, now I'm so tired. And like he falls asleep. We don't. It never ends up happening, but I'm so determined.
So you don't keep the strap-on harness ready to go inside of the drawer?
I need to like wear it to bed, I think.
Be like, hey, baby, here's
your Ambien. You have to Google Ambien sex first.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. Totally is.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Is it the state of just almost like a hallucinogenic? It's like how
people, it's like people who do Ambien, you know, have known to drive cars, known to eat meals. I made phone calls on Ambien.
I have not got those phone calls with Traver.
I called my friends twice. I called my friend Kim in Australia on Ambien. And the next day she called me up. So what the fuck was that? I go like, what are you talking about? She called me last night. I said, I took an Ambien and went to bed. She goes, no, you called me. And I said, what did I say? She just said, you said blah, 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 blah. And you made a bunch of noise and then you hung up. I did it twice.
It's scary. My boyfriend told me he once went to Denny's in the middle of the night and bought like six meals when he was on Ambien. So yeah. I don't know what it does to him, but point is he is ready for me to fuck his asshole whenever he's on Ambien.
If you fucked his ass and he pooped on your little toy or your fist, your hand, would you freak?
I don't think I'd freak out because I do, you know, I do care for him. If it was like a huge shit, I'd be like, honey, like, why didn't you shit before this? Like,
well, here's the question. What stage in your relationship are you guys? How many years? How many months?
We've only been together for like 6 or 7 months, but he likes that I am involved like in the adult industry and that I watch porn and I've gotten him DVDs. So I feel like he is more adventurous, but he's not into doing any kind of like golden shower, like scat sex, you know. He likes trying new things, but I think he'll stop it at bodily fluids
exchanging.
Yeah.
Okay, here's I think if you realize that golden showers or any of those play always happen in the bedroom or in the bathroom, not the bedroom. Like,
yeah,
if you're in the shower and he's
not my experience.
Okay, you like it on your face. We're not going to go into that one.
Richard Avery takes the biggest strap on in what?
No. I'm talking about the peeing part, okay? Peeing part is anywhere and everywhere.
I think you also like to get spit in the face.
No.
I think he's lying. But normally, like, and it goes both ways. If you feel like you can just wash it off afterwards, like, I would say, normally most girls do the tequila thing and then they get like, okay, you know what, we can try it. And it's just allowing yourself to realize, if I poo right now in the shower, it doesn't matter. It's going down the drain.
Yeah, it's just
going
to go down
the
drain.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's like, I would say years ago, that stuff would like bother me, peeing, shitting, whatever. But I don't know. I'm at the point now, like, we're all human beings. We all poop and shit. We all pee. We all have crazy human bodies just kind of gross to begin with. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So yeah, you kind of just got to like, you get to the point, you just like, let all that go if you can. I'm not saying that, hey, I want to get shit on, but like, hey, if you pull your cock out of a girl's ass and there's a little piece of shit on it, like,
I mean,
like whatever.
That is to be expected.
Yeah, but I mean, just saying, unless the girl's a pro who's getting, you announce to her, we're going to have anal sex in an hour and she has an hour to get ready, but most time you don't. Most time in the heat of passion, you just go.
Yeah,
the girl says go, you go. And
You never know
what you're going to get. But I'm just saying, it's like to get it's like acting like a child, like, somebody farted. Like, dude, like, people fart, okay? Yeah. Like, we all fart. Yes. We all poop. We all shit. We all pee. It's like, get over it. Like, grow up and let's fuck.
I think you shouldn't bring up pegging until you're at the point of being able to defecate in front of each other on a regular basis. Like, yeah. Oh, he left the door open accidentally. And, oh my gosh, babe, that stinks. I can't believe you did that. You're so gross. And like, but you still love them. Yeah. Then you definitely are at the point of you can peg him.
Right.
Like, okay. And well, vice versa. Guess what? Boyfriend, if you're listening, get ready tonight, baby. I'm coming.
Do you have a strap loaded. On?
I'm going to get one right after this.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to be nice. It's the same thing for you. I'm sure most of the strap-ons are very large.
Right.
Okay. So you can't expect him to take what you can't take.
I think I'll start with a finger and then I'll go to a small strap-on.
They have these little cute baby toys that are glass and they kind of like have just, I'd say the size of your thumb. That are perfect for a guy, and they kind of hook up, and they actually sell them on the gay side, and you just go in there, and it's nice, and everybody uses them, and it actually milks your prostate by turning it while it's inside of you.
That sounds great.
And I literally
pleasure chest.
I've made a couple guys, you know, stick my fist in and just turn my wrist, and they came from just exploded all over multiple times, like just kept going. Oh my god. Just because I knew how to twist my wrist into their prostate.
Well, you have a lot of experience under your belt, but
But think about it. There was one point in time where I never fucked a guy in the ass.
This is what I wanted to ask you. Do you remember the first time you ever had anal sex? And also, was it on screen? Was it in your personal life? Think back. Do you remember?
I know exactly.
First of all, she knows everything. Right. You're talking. Yeah. She knows what time was it? It was at 9:53. On August the 4th.
It was more like 10 o'clock, but I'm not going to confuse you. So my first experience with anal sex was when I was 23. I had a Kia Rio. I was on the hood of my Kia. We were at Lake Paris in Marina Valley. And we were fucking inside of the car and it got so hot and we were just having regular sex. So we stood out on the outside and I was like slipping a little bit because the car had the moisture and I was like, fuck it, hood of the car, let's be adventurous. And I mean, it's night and it's like, there's other campsites going. We totally could have been busted. I get on top of the hood and he's fucking me.
On your back?
Like, Mish, on my back.
Okay.
And obviously the hood slopes downward. And he's fucking me.
This happened like by mistake.
Totally. So then
it always happens first time by mistake.
I'm gonna share after Phoenix my first time.
Okay. I'll share my first time too.
It's very different. We don't want to hear yours.
I was just kidding. Okay. I haven't done it yet.
So yes, please continue.
So then I slid, I guess, up too high, and I came down, and it went straight into my asshole and tore me.
Oh,
and he was a little intoxicated. I wasn't. So I start screaming. He thinks I'm liking it. And then somehow he realizes that he's in my asshole and it turns him on even more. And he's not small. He's like at least 6 inches, pretty like decent girth. I'm like bleeding, I'm sure at this point, from my colon. And I'm like, and he goes. It finishes in my asshole. I'm like,
had you even just like discussed having anal sex?
Never. I never done it. Never thought about it. Yeah. I never prepared for it.
Didn't even know. Was it possible?
Exactly. I never watched porn prior to I still have never watched porn, but like prior to this, didn't know that people got off on anal sex.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh.
And now here you are like the anal queen.
Your story. Go ahead.
My story. Well, I have this mantra that I still live by, which is I'll do anything as long as I can do it back to whoever I'm with. So I had a lot of boyfriends who were like, oh, I want to try anal sex. And I'd be like, that's fine. Just as long as I can get a dildo or a small vibrator and I can do it back to you. And all of them, they're like, no. I think I changed my mind. I don't want to have anal sex. And I'm like, fine, whatever. Then there was this guy that I was hooking up with, and he was totally fine with me doing it. So we had anal sex, I had it, and then I did it back to him, and he totally enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it, and now I'm fine with having anal sex once I could share that experience with my partner.
What was it like for you?
He did not have a large penis, so it wasn't...
Cheater, go ahead.
Exactly. You puss.
I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe this will be a good way to try it. So he was probably like 5.5 inches, which is actually average, but...
You're a size queen. I got it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Cut the stone. Tell me more how the guys are inadequate for you.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know. So, it ended up being really enjoyable. It was really great. And...
Did you come?
I did. And that was my first time. I didn't know what to expect. I had seen porn. I had seen anal sex, you know. I think my first one was maybe with Bobby that I saw her having awesome. Anal sex. Yeah, it was a great introduction. And I think taking what I saw on screen and incorporating it into my sex life, I don't know if that was the best idea because I feel like it is a fantasy, like you said. And it is very extreme. I don't know.
But you're like, he's so small. I'm
like, this is totally fine. Then after him, I had done it with someone else and he was a lot larger and it was painful. And I feel like it's kind of like when you have sex vaginally, you have to keep doing it. You have to keep stretching it out. But for a lot of people, it hurts so much. Like I know some of my best girlfriends, they won't even continue doing it because it hurts them so much. And they're fearful to even try.
To continue to relax the muscle.
Right. And so I guess I'm curious, and I'm sure Richard is as well, of what you have to say to those people that are not even at the point to like try anal sex, but they are curious. Because some of my best friends...
Are like, I won't do it. I hurt that one time, and every time they get the head in, I'm screaming.
They won't even try. They're like, either they think it'll hurt, so they won't try, or I have a few friends that are, they.
It almost sounds like it's like when people talk about getting a tattoo. Does it hurt? I don't know if I want to get one because I hear it hurts, and they get all psyched out about it, and they're like, I don't want to get.
Except that's so different because when you get a tattoo, that's permanent. When you have anal sex, you have a dick in there for like 15 minutes.
You can get a fissure, in which case that's permanent too. But yeah. You know, whatever.
No, I answer the question, but I was going to say it's like the same kind of thing you're saying though.
Yeah.
Girls will be like, oh God, I heard it hurts. So I don't want to try it, and it just they're psyched out of it. Yeah.
End up making
then they
it
don't relax
it
when
is,
it does when they do try it because they gotta relax and enjoy, and some guys just want to pound them as opposed to take it easy on them in the beginning,
especially if there's two intoxicated people that normally equals I'm a fucking porn stud. And it's like no one fucks like that at home, not even us. I'm just gonna let you know, not so much. My first recommendation for everybody is, if you're like, oh, it's going to hurt, I don't want to do it, blah, 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 go buy a small toy, a very, very small toy. And I mean small to the fact of make it the size of your first finger if you have to, and it vibrates.
That's so big.
And exactly. Well, you. I mean, most people, he's taken bigger. What? Mr. Avery.
Shh.
Just a small toy that vibrates. And I mean, very small, very thin. The girth normally is when it really starts to be too intense.
Yeah.
And put like they have the little what do they call pocket rocket things that vibrate. If you stick one of those,
I don't want to get that lost up in there though.
Well, most of them have a cord.
How do I get that out?
Most of them have a cord.
Okay.
I won't tell you how I know they have a cord, but I've been told to do it during a scene, and the guy came within like 2 seconds because you have that vibrating inside your asshole, and he's in your pussy, and it was like done. But if you get one of those,
I
want
to try that.
That sounds interesting.
That sounds fun.
It's like fun for everyone.
Yeah.
They love it because it. I didn't know how much guys get off from Hitachi play on themselves. Big time.
Yeah. No, I mean, when I stuck that vibrating, you know, toy into the guy I first had anal sex with, he loved it. It was as if he like.
Was he hard?
Pleasure, yeah. He was having pleasure, but times like 50, because it was that stimulation. And you're Richard over there is making the worst face. You don't know what you're missing out on.
But you're 100% correct. There's a totally different orgasm from the standard to the internal prostate milking orgasm.
Right.
You can actually, from a limp dick, just multiple orgasms, and it's so intense, and guys I envy them because it's not fair. I've watched guys just like shake violently and start crying because of their orgasm from it.
But there were young guys.
No, these are older gentlemen.
Because old guys, no.
I promise. Well, some of them, like, we'll go to the prolapse on men later. Oh, yeah. But I honestly would say anything that's small that vibrates is a great first start. And do it by yourself. Do it when you masturbate. Put a Hitachi on your pussy and put that inside your butt. And yeah. A lot of lube. Everyone always is like, oh, look, Phoenix didn't take any with any. Just like slammed her butt. I'm like, yeah, but I've also trained my asshole to open up without having to touch it.
Yeah.
I've done 989 scenes. Today is 989.
Congrats. Can't wait. Almost a thousand.
Cannot wait for that thousand.
Richard's going to have me, you know, bang everybody with strap-ons, including himself.
Yeah, no.
Come on, I'm going to get everyone in the Julian universe in a room.
Exactly.
Bobby's going to bring the rope.
I don't want everybody in the same room together.
Well, that'd be one hell of a
crazy.
I think that's
like we talked about throwing a Christmas party, and I said I don't want everybody together.
Why?
Because it's better that everybody just stays apart.
But we all know each other.
Yeah, but it's fine. I just don't want everybody in the same room at the same time.
You don't
want
to watch us all get crazy with you?
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay. You guys, you're crazy. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here, Phoenix.
No problem.
And I want to discuss with you a little further about anal sex. So I'm going to wrap it up right now. But how can we follow you?
I tell everyone, obviously, you can go to the Julian Universe, and I'm on there. P. Marizzle on my Twitter and phoenixmarie.com.
All right, great. And you all can follow me on Twitter at Scarlett with 2 T's _Stone. And we'll talk to you soon.
I follow her.
I follow her.